Hello, world. This is Kara.
This is Elizabeth.
And you're listening to In Transit. Two triathletes take on the world. This week we have a great show for you. We are going to review a bike rally that I did last weekend, and we also have lots of other fun stuff to talk about. Like what, Elizabeth?
Well, we're going to talk about my new training methods, and we actually have a surprise interview for, we didn't even know it was going to happen.
Yeah, it was, a spontaneous combustion interview. Anyway, so, yeah, we have lots of good stuff coming up. We don't want to give it all away. So, here we go.
Okay, so, we're out at Grapevine Lake doing a trail run. We're going to try to do a 5 miler, right?
Right. But I'm really sore from yesterday and the day before, I think.
But we're just going to take it easy. Just do a nice leisurely 5. Just to get the mileage in, more so than any kind of speed work.
Right, right.
Because we've been kind of wussing out on the mileage lately.
Yeah.
Okay,
it's time for your Tri 101.
Yeah, so this last weekend, I did a bike rally called Goat Neck. Tour de Goat Neck, actually.
Tour de Goat Neck.
Yeah. Out in Cleburne, Texas. And I did this one last year. They have a 100K route, but it's really 72 miles, so it's more than 100K. Did that one last year, but this year I decided to do the 41-mile route because, I don't know, I just felt like,
taking it easy?
Yeah,
still taking it easy, 42 miles still.
Well, and then I also rode on Sunday, and I ran on Sunday. I did a brick. Well, a spaced out brick. I ran, rode in the morning, and then I ran that evening.
Cool.
So on Sunday, Saturday I did the Tour de Goat Neck, 41 miles. Sunday I rode 35 miles, and then I ran 3.5 miles. So, I don't know, I felt like it was a pretty good weekend. What about you? What have you been up to in training?
Well, as you know, and I think I might have mentioned this before, but marathon season's coming up, and so I'm looking to do another marathon coming up in the winter, the beginning of the year.
Uh-huh.
So I'm increasing my mileage rather than doing like normal 5Ks like I run. I'm bumping them up to 10Ks and such.
That's
and
good.
I'm just going to slowly increase my mileage for marathon training.
For a nice base.
Yeah, exactly.
Get your base built.
But until tri season's over, I'm still going to keep doing bricks and swim and bike workouts too. Okay.
Cool.
Yeah.
Sounds good. We should talk about our Spoli plans.
Yeah.
Okay. Elizabeth and I really want to do another triathlon soon. And we'll probably be doing one called Texas Man in the middle of September in the only distance. But before then, we'd like to do another a little longer than a sprint, but not quite as long as an Oli, a.k.a. a Spoli. Yes, we made that up. What are the distances on that?
It's a 1,000-meter swim, a 30K bike, and a 7.5K run.
Excellent. And this is some serious training we're doing right
now. I know.
Now.
My legs are so sore.
We're doing going up this hill, and it's taking, I feel like a weakling here. I need some hill training, though. It's a really good workout. Trail running is a whole different thing than regular road running.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of like mountain biking and road riding. Different, but good. Okay. Alright, so the Spoli, we really both want to make it out to Colorado sometime, because it's a cool place. And there was this one triathlon we were considering, but it was an $80 entry. And we're like, well, let's try to cut some costs and do our own self-supported triathlon.
Right, because we've been traveling a lot lately.
It's been putting a little dent in our bank accounts.
Yeah.
So we figured we could cut that $80 at least and do our own and make up our own distances. And we will have some more details on this.
On location and stuff.
Yeah, on location, and we want to invite everyone to come out if you can. And if you can't, we'll be doing something kind of like
a few of the other shows have done.
Yeah, like Simply Stu triathlon, where everybody just send in their results. That's kind of what we want to do. And you don't have to do this bully distance if you don't want to. You can do whatever you want.
Yeah, we're doing a race where you can do three distances, a sprint, and the spoly or the Olympic.
Yep. Or longer if you feel like it.
Yeah.
And you can also throw in some added events if you want.
Which is hopefully our plan if that comes across.
Yeah, we're throwing around the idea of adding a roller racer element where you have to do a lap around transition before you can get into transition area. So we don't know where that one's gonna go yet. We'll see. But we might come up with an award for the best, the most creative addition to a triathlon. Anyway, okay. We'll bring more details on that when we get a date locked in and everything. We just wanted to let you know what's brewing.
Right. And now it's time for this week's Stoked and Stellar. Kara, what do we have?
Well, this one's kind of random, as always. And you know what I'm stoked about, Elizabeth?
No, what?
Scenic overlooks.
I love scenic overlooks.
We've been doing some traveling lately, and especially on our last trip to the good old GC, Grand Canyon. We, let's go this way. We stopped at pretty much every scenic overlook there was.
Pretty much every one of them.
The thing that was cool about it is, in my opinion, you can get the best pictures from scenic overlooks because I think whoever plans those out picks the prettiest spots, of course. So, it's a great picture, like photo op, at the scenic overlooks. And also it keeps you awake on your road trip so you don't get too in a trance and fall asleep driving, right?
Yeah. We're gonna get you out exercising too, because if you have to hike into the overlook, it keeps your blood going while you're on the road.
Exactly. And this is a Bon Voyage trip tip.
Trip tip.
Trip tip. What's that?
Well, we discovered on our last road trip when we were kind of worried about being too stagnant on the road for our long road trip.
Yeah,
am I just repeating myself?
Yeah, it's hard to talk and run at the same time. Well, just because we're used to getting in the zone.
Yeah.
We really have to think a lot.
Right.
Just run. Anyway, okay, yeah. So
we were worried about having to stay too still for too long and our muscles getting stiff
right.
And all that.
Right.
So what we did, and I thought it was extremely a good idea.
It was very effective and it was humorous and it got people
asking questions.
Right.
So, whenever Karen and I stop for gas, which we were driving an SUV, so it was quite often, we jogged around the gas station, like the whole perimeter of the gas station, and got in, got our muscles going.
Uh-huh. And it was nice. It woke us up. It made us feel less lazy.
Right.
When you're on a long, long road trip. I don't know what you do when you're flying. Maybe you could do jog around the aisles or something. But anyway, I think we mentioned that on our last show. But we didn't really elaborate. So we felt like we needed to really explain what we meant.
Give it credit.
Yeah. our show has been, it's been a while since we covered it, but we wanted to bring it back. This is Life Anxiety Segment. What have you been thinking about lately, Elizabeth?
Well, besides...
Good,
how are you?
Okay. Sorry, we had to pause for a second so we wouldn't look like total crazy. Oh, sorry. Hey. Good. Okay, we do look like total crazies. Talking to our hands.
Yeah.
Like, breaker, one-niner.
Well, okay. I need, like, this is completely random, but I need at least 3 or 4 more extra hours in a day.
Yeah.
Not because I don't have enough time to do what I want to do. It's just the temperature and everything is really bad for training because I want to get outside of the gym and train, but it's just so hot. It's not really even safe.
Yeah, exactly.
But then also, stupid license plates aggravate me. Like, I don't know why. But I mean, I'm sure each license plate has its own meaning to its owner, but I'm just irritated by be loved and stuff, you know?
That's one of your pet peeves, eh?
Yeah, I guess you could say it's a pet peeve.
You know, for me, life has been pretty good lately. I mean, I've been feeling pretty optimistic, but just some little things have been bugging me. One of them is random. Poor enunciation.
Poor enunciation?
Yeah. I'm sick of people who just have lazy speech. I don't know how to explain this. I can't hear. I just, maybe I'm guilty. And I'm like, oh god, almost fell. Maybe I'm guilty of that. I don't know, but I just know a few people that have lazy speech, and I had to ask them to repeat themselves, and I'm like, what did you say? Cannot understand you. Anyway, maybe I just need to open my ears wider.
I was going to say, maybe you're getting old.
Maybe. Anyway, yeah, so, I mean, other than that, I mean, that's pretty minor, huh?
Yeah. If that's all you're anxious about in life, then life's pretty good.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. This trail run is increasingly tough as you go further.
Woo.
I'm just scared to death I'm gonna break an ankle or...
Nah, you'll be fine. You got it.
You know what would be really neat?
What?
As a safety feature on your Garmin, would be to have like an SOS signal. Like if you were out in the woods somewhere and you had your GPS on.
Yeah.
And you got in trouble or hurt or something, you could send out a little signal.
Yeah, like the things they have for people. Oh, spike you up.
Thanks.
Hey. Good. I like when people go by fast and they manage to say a lot when they go by. It's like, hey, how y'all doing? So, anyway. Yeah, that's a really good idea. Like those I fall and I can't get up things.
Yeah.
Right on your heart rate monitor. That's pretty sweet.
Oh, we have a scenic overlook.
Scenic overlook, we better pull over.
So we haven't done this segment in quite some time, but we like this segment. I like this segment.
I do too. It's a good one. We just have had really jam-packed shows in the past few weeks.
Right. So, okay, this is our In the News and Word of the Week. And so, we thought since most of our listeners are people that are either pretty fit or trying to be more fit, we thought this would be useful information for you. Even if you are a triathlete, you probably still need to go ahead and get your regular physicals. They're still a good idea, even if you're young and healthy. So here's a few tips that we found from the University of Maryland Medical Center on how often you should be checked up and what you should be screened for.
at each visit. Okay, so the first one is...
You should have 2 physicals during your 20s. Your height and weight should be checked at both visits, and cholesterol should be checked at one of them. Blood pressure should be checked every year, and diphtheria and tetanus boosters are needed every 10 years. So just double check if you've had your boosters.
Right. I think one thing that I couldn't find, and I kind of checked on this, that if this was a worldwide recommendation or if this was just United States, and I'm assuming that since they're saying get a diphtheria booster shot, that this is probably worldwide. Because Americans really don't have to worry about that too much. The second point is women need to have an annual pelvic exam and pap smear starting in their 20s. The frequency may decrease over time if you have consistently normal test results. And the third one is?
Between ages 40 and 65, a physical every 1 to 5 years is recommended, with height and weight being monitored at each visit. And I think as triathletes, we probably monitor our weight frequently. I don't know about height, but...
Yeah.
But I guess the height is important when you're getting up there in age to check for how your bones are doing.
Shrinkage. If you're shrinking or not. So the fourth point, once again coming from Maryland, University of Maryland Medical Center, also between 40 and 65, cholesterol also needs to be checked every 5 years as long as it's within the normal range. And according to our on-site doctor resource that we have at work, Dr. Romero, she said that if you're abnormal, you need to be checked every single year for cholesterol. Okay.
Beginning at age 50, men need annual colorectal and prostate cancer screenings, and at age 40, women need an annual mammogram to check for breast cancer. And the age for men, actually, it's helpful to even start a little earlier than age 50. So.
Yeah, I think most medical centers and most people who recommend PSA testing starts at 40, and PSA is the prostate-specific agent. So also... For women to be monitored for mammograms at 40, most people nowadays are recommending that women start that at age 50, unless you have an abnormal
self-evaluation.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, and also every year when you get your annual checkup as a woman, they usually do a breast exam too. So not a mammogram, but, you know, just a normal one.
Right, exactly. All right, and the last one that Maryland recommends is that people age 65 and older need a yearly physical exam. And while you're doing that, go ahead and get your blood pressure checked and your cholesterol. And if it's within normal range, you can check it every 3 to 5 years after that.
Yeah, and I would, on the blood pressure note, if you have a history of high blood pressure within your family, or also if you're overweight, that's a sign. And what are some other
a risk factor
that you you won't know if you have high blood pressure or not. You're not gonna sit there one day and be like, man, my blood pressure feels high today. So that's why you need to have it checked out. And the little blood pressure testers in the grocery store and things like that are actually usable, you know, them out.
Mm-hmm.
And if you, not only for yourself, but your family too. Mm-hmm.
Other symptoms that you might have if you have high blood pressure are consistent headaches,
nosebleeds,
pain in your arms, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So those are some helpful tips on when you should go ahead and get your physicals and what you should be checking for at your physicals.
Yes, because you never know what things that are... Basically, you may not be showing any symptoms, but there could be something wrong
anyway,
and you always want to catch those things early or prevent them if possible.
Okay, so what's the word of the week this week, Kara?
Well, we kind of already mentioned it. It is spoly.
That's awesome.
Spelled S-P-L-O-Y.
O-L-Y. Spoy!
That's what I meant. That's what I said.
Jeez. Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah, spoly, S-P-O-L-Y. That's the combination of it.
I actually won a spelling bee in third grade. But I
think
maybe
she's
I need
lying.
To go back to third grade. No, but when you make up your own word and then can't spell it, that's pretty bad.
Yeah, I know.
No, but it's S-P-O-L-Y.
Yeah.
For combo sprint and Oli. And it means... It means the halfway between a sprint and an Olympic.
The definition is basically
a combination.
A triathlon that is made up of distances that are greater than a sprint distance and less than an Olympic distance triathlon.
You're so mathematical sometimes.
Well, that's I got good, kicked that's out my of my job.
I got kicked out of my sixth grade spelling bee because I couldn't spell autumn.
Hey, that's a toughie.
I know, but I'm not even going to tell you the way I spelt it. It was really bad. But.
Well, when I was in third grade, I had this...
You were totally nine in the third grade, Kara.
It was a good time in my life.
All of Kara's memories come from the third grade or when she was nine, one or the other.
Okay. When I was in third grade, we had spelling bees, and my teacher, Mrs. Arp, she gave us... She crocheted, and she she made these crocheted bookmarks that were like curly cues.
Oh, that's cool.
And so if you won, you got to pick a bookmark that was pretty cool. And she also made us little miniature birthday cakes when it was our birthday.
Oh, that's sweet.
She was pretty cool.
That's a big assumption that the third graders are reading, though, I think. You know, she's making bookmarks for you guys.
Oh, well, yeah, it was a motivator.
Yeah, I think it probably was. What color did you pick?
I think it was yellow, because that was, if I remember correctly, because my favorite color back then was yellow.
Yeah. Cool. All right, so that's your In the News and Word of the Week.
I always remember stuff about when I was 8 or 9.
I know, it's so strange. But I don't know. It must have been a really interesting period of time. All right, everybody. Last week's Exercise Your Brain question was called Athletes in Place. 5 athletes were completing a triathlon. Kara placed 3rd, Elizabeth placed 2nd. From the following information, can you tell me how Al, Becky, and Dan placed in the race? Athlete Al was not last. Al came in after Elizabeth, and athlete Dan did not come in first. And we actually got an answer. Okay, and here's the answer to last week's Exercise Your Brain. This answer comes from Mr. Tyler Darby, a.k.a. Jet Driver. He emailed in the answer and said, hooray for Becky, which he's right. Becky came in first. Elizabeth came in 2nd. Kara came in 3rd. Al placed 4th. And Dan placed 5th. Good job, Tyler.
This week on Exercise Your Brain, we are going to mix it up a little and give you some food riddles. Or actually just one, I guess. The riddle is as follows. Of all vegetables, only 2 can live to produce on their own for several growing seasons. All other vegetables must be replanted every year. What are the only 2 perennial vegetables? If you think you know the answer, just shoot us an email. You can find our emails at intransitduo.com, or you can give us a call and leave a voicemail. The number is 920-482-4822.
Well, lucky for us, Kara and I came across a couple of triathletes on the banks of our swimming hole. So now we have, for the 2nd week in a row, our new segment called Manifest It, interview with triathletes that inspired us. Enjoy!
Cool. Started off as doing it to get in shape, and now it means a lot more.
You keep telling yourself, I'm going to get into shape one day. I'm going to get into shape. It's amazing what you can do when you just put your mind to it and keep training.
It's just something about going across that finish line.
Okay, so we are out at Lake Grapevine, Grape Lakevine, whatever it's called.
Grapevine Lake.
Grapevine Lake. The usual debate. We have this debate every week on what it's actually called out here. And we are sitting here with Becca and Mark. They are 2 training triathletes.
Have you
ever done a triathlon before?
We've done some sprint triathlons, and we're actually training for an Olympic triathlon for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society.
Oh, nice. Are you a team,
team
training?
Training.
Oh, very good, very good. So where's your OLE going to be?
Dave Scott and Irving. We're not going anywhere cool like everybody else.
Texas
Hawaii.
Texas.
Yeah, we're doing Texas.
I think we might be doing that.
Yeah,
actually.
Yeah, cool. At the Olympic too, actually.
Yeah.
Very, very cool.
Which ones have you done this season?
The Disco Tri and the Ironhead Tri. That was June 11th. Those are the 2 that we've done. Those are the first ones that we've
done.
That's
awesome. How'd you do?
Well.
Good.
Well,
good.
Yeah. For so much better than I anticipated.
Yeah.
Do you typically open water swim?
This would be the first, no. Before training for this triathlon, no. It was all swim,
leisure pool slam. This is the first time I've slammed for endurance or exercise.
Oh!
I really like it.
Oh, well, yeah. I hate swimming.
It's one of my favorites now.
Oh, that's good.
I just started training May 1st. I got signed up April 30th, started training May 1st, had not run a mile in 15 years.
Are you serious?
And signed up for it and wasn't sure what I was getting myself into, but it's been a great experience so far.
Good.
And just, it's amazing what you can do when you just put your mind to it and keep training.
Yeah.
And completed my first triathlon 70 days into training, finished in 2 hours on a sprint triathlon.
Oh, that's great. That's really good.
Pretty good.
So what inspired you to start doing triathlons?
Well, honestly, my girlfriend was doing it, and it was either sign up or not see her until September.
Oh, yeah.
So I decided, and I've always wanted, you keep telling yourself, I'm going to get into shape one day. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get into shape. So I just thought it was a, you know, as good time as any. I'm in my mid-30s now.
Yeah.
And it's been an awesome experience. It's grown since that, you know. Mm-hmm. It started as, well, let's do this together, but then getting involved with the Leukemia Lymphoma Society and seeing the lives that we're touching by, you know, raising awareness and raising money. It's been an awesome experience so far.
Yeah,
it started off as doing it to get in shape, and now it means a lot more.
Right.
Than what you see. I started with a group at church. Just a group of us decided to get together. I would go to the village in Highland Village. Mm-hmm. And a group of us got together and decided we wanted to train for a sprint triathlon, and we did.
That's awesome.
Really good.
And then as I was training for this, Mark and I worked together, and he's like, well, if you're doing that, do this. And I was like, okay.
You're in better shape than I am. You just signed up for this Olympic one.
And then afterwards, I was like, what am I thinking?
That was the thing. You're in the middle of the lake when you were thinking that, right?
Yeah.
Triathlon.
Oh, yeah.
What am I doing?
The first triathlon, halfway, it was an 800-meter swim, my first try. So it's a tough first try.
Yeah, that's pretty far.
200 meters into the swim, I'm like, I'm never doing this again. Yeah. Why am I doing this? This sucks. But it's just something about going across that finish line and finishing it that's just, you can't.
You get the bug.
Yeah, you do. And now I'm addicted to sprints because you can get away with training, you know, 4 to 5 days a week for an hour and a half and maintain your sprint triathlon endurance.
Yeah.
Once you build it, you can maintain it.
Right.
Yeah, Olympics, I don't know, because it requires more
time. It's a little different ball game there, but yeah, that's cool that you're going to
check. It's kind of like getting addicted to 5Ks, you know?
Right. Then you're like, oh, crap, a 10K.
Right.
Cool.
Okay. Well, thanks.
Nice to get to your swimming. Yeah. Thanks for talking to us. Yeah, and check out our website, intransitduo.com.
All right, so we're wrapping up our run here in Mekin. We just have maybe
2 more miles,
mile and a half, 2 miles to go. And it's good, tough but good. I like running the trail because it's a good challenge.
It's definitely a lot harder.
But anyway, next week's show, actually this weekend, we're doing something kind of cool, huh?
Yeah, I'm excited.
We'll let them know what it is.
Oh, yeah. We are, we're going camping with a few of our rock climbing buddies, and they're gonna take us rock climbing.
Rock climbing buddies, not like we've rock climbed with them before, actually.
Right, but, oh, yeah, they're rock climbers, and they're taking us rock climbing.
And actually, I've never really climbed except on an indoor wall, so this will be a really cool experience.
I've only rock climbed without ropes, so this will be an experience.
You mean just like bouldering?
Yeah. So pretty crazy stuff. I guess I didn't realize at the time it was pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Until after a few years went by and I looked back and I'm like, whoa.
You could have broken your back.
I could have killed myself.
Yeah. So. Well, this should be cool because the people we're going with have done this before. And
lots.
You know, they have the gear and they know what they're doing. So
yeah,
it's really neat. But we'll have some recordings with them. And what else do we have next week for the show? I guess that's our main thing.
A weekend adventure.
We always come up with some stuff along the way.
Yeah.
That we never even really plan out.
Oh, and a special thanks to Becca and Mark for letting us grab the ear off before their workout.
Yeah, so good luck with your upcoming triathlon, and hopefully we'll see you out at the Texas Man.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Yeah. But, I guess that's our preview for next week, and that leads us to the pump-up song of the week, which is
Gorgeously Stupid by the Buck Brothers.
Talk to me. Seldom ever want me to be something in your life. I really need more than this, more than just part-time bliss. I'm gonna tell you why. Gorgeously stupid, gorgeously stupid. I can't remember my name. Gorgeously stupid, gorgeously stupid. And I think you're just the same. We only meet occasionally. Wherever you want me to be, I'm at your beck and call. Stupid, gorgeously stupid. I can't remember my name. Gorgeously stupid, gorgeously stupid. And I think you're just the same. I'm gorgeously stupid, gorgeously stupid. I can't remember my name. Gorgeously stupid, gorgeously stupid. And I think you're just the same.